The effects of netting, fruit position, and maturity on the development of soft-scalled Imalus domestica honeycrisp during storage. For the past decade, the apple variety honeycrisp yielded the highest returns for farmers in Washington State. In other words, no other variety has contributed more significantly to the economic success of apple growers. The purpose of this study was to investigate the influence of fruit position, harvest sequence, and light environment on the occurrence of soft scald during storage of Malus domestica honeycrisp apples. We are presenting the results of 1 year in one orchard location. Three canopy positions were analyzed. Top, at 2.1 meters above ground, middle, around 1.5 meters, and bottom, below 1.2 meters. Fruit was harvested every week for three consecutive weeks from two treatments, an extended netting, which provided a 20% reduction in solar radiation, and control, which received no netting. After harvest, soluble solids content, titratable acidity, firminess, and starch index were recorded. The remaining fruit was stored in a commercial cold room for 3 months at 0.5 degrees Celsius, and semi-weekly evaluations of soft scald occurrence and measurements of the DA index were performed. DA index results are not presented here. Our results show that apples grown in the top position had a higher percentage of red color when compared with fruit grown in the middle and bottom positions. While firminess decreased with advanced harvest date, regardless of fruit position or netting, fruit from the first peak was firmest when grown without net. Soluble solids content was affected by fruit location within the tree and harvest sequence. The sweetest fruit was obtained from the top canopy position at the last harvest date. Netting reduced the soluble solids content. Titratable acidity levels decreased with advanced harvest date. They were higher in the unnetted fruit and the first peak time, but at the time of the third peak, higher acidity levels were recorded for fruit harvested from the netted sections. Treatments were not a statistically significant difference for starch and background color. Soft scald developed as early as 2 weeks after harvest. More soft scald was found on fruit from the third peak when compared with the first and second peak. Also, fruit located on the bottom portion of the tree developed more soft scald, especially on the third peak. Netting of trees had no influence on onset of soft scald. This study shows that chilling injury sensitivity, such as soft scald, is not only related to fruit maturity, but light environment and fruit position within the tree also influence the potential of fruit for the development of chilling-related physiological storage disorders.